releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrolyl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. It's 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutriMedical.com has the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutriMedical and our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutriMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. If you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. And welcome back. We have Josh Bernstein, the brilliant geopolitical analyst. Is usually, if he was playing poker with the political chips, he'd probably walk away with the cash every day, which means you're good at betting, even if it looks pretty nasty. So we've got lots of things going on. I saw twice this last week, Avengers Endgame, and I'm going to use a little joke a little later, but I want to hear the top topics. There's so much news swirling around. It's like you go for a week, and it's like, wow, there's been a year of news happened in a week. How did that happen? So, Josh, what are the key stories you're watching right now?
Well, obviously, I think the story that most people are watching is the Barr derangement syndrome. It's shifted from Trump derangement syndrome to now Barr derangement syndrome. You see, they know that he holds the key to the castle, and the castle that he holds is not a castle that they want to go to, because we're talking the big house castle. And they know that if they can destroy Bill Barr, if they can discredit him, if they can try to get him to resign, which is laughable, then, you know, they can score political points and they can put the pressure on him to not investigate the investigators. That's what this is all about. This has nothing to do. He didn't break any laws. He didn't, you know, they can't hold him in contempt. They could try, but it's not going to work. And bottom line is, all the documents that they're requesting and everything else, they don't have the right to see, number one. And number two, using executive privilege that the president clearly has, he can tell them to go pound sand. So the bottom line is, Barr is now upset. You could use the word pissed off because of how they treated him. They called him a liar. They impugned his integrity. They said that he broke the law. So, well, you know what? Now you have to deal with a Barr that is angry and frustrated and hopefully, I'll say, revengeful. And he's going to come after these people full throat, by the throat, and take them out.
I looking at the man, he's the kind of guy, if he was like World Federation Wrestling or mixed martial arts, he would be the kind of opponent you would not want to disrespect or piss him off before you fight him. I can tell you right now, they're going to really regret it, because the Uber and the Horowitz reports are coming out in the next 2 months, and he's doing his own independent investigations. The number of people inside the DOJ and the FBI and the media that are going to get charged, and right up to Obama and his handler in the White House, they're going to get charged. It would not at all surprise me if Obama himself is charged, because like the Page and Strzok email, all the way up to Obama knew this was going on because it was being architecturally driven by him in conjunction with Hillary Clinton. This is not an independent thing that Clinton did alone. Obama is guilty. Nobody wants to say that, even, I don't think, even Trump. But he is. He's guilty of sin, isn't he?
Oh, there's no question about it. He's the head of the snake. This is where all of this originated from. And I think that Joe Biden should go down with the ship as well. Because there's no way that he was the vice president for 8 years and didn't know that all of this stuff was going on. I mean, no vice president is that in the dark. So, again, I would only after it's already too late. In other words, he's the nominee. He's going against Trump. Hopefully we'll get Bernie Sanders to run as an independent, or Howard Schultz to run as an independent. And basically, this will be an October surprise where they indict Joe Biden like they indicted Hillary Clinton, you know, or they were going to indict her. And then the indictment, no indictment speech by James Comey, who cleared her without even sitting down with her. But maybe we'll have a different situation now. The Department of Justice, we control the Department of Justice. We have the White House. Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll indict Joe Biden a week or two before the election. I mean, look, payback's a bitch, and these people deserve what they're going to get.
I guarantee that Biden had to be fully informed of what the Biden administration and the FBI were doing. And the fact that his son is involved with multiple corrupt deals with China, not just one in the Afghan Aral Basin, but also another one dealing with finances and real estate in Ukraine. This is a very corrupt guy. And once they start untangling this mess, it's going to come back to Biden, who tries to pretend he gets on his angry face, like his angry eyes, like, you know, Bernie Sanders Claus, I call him. These Democrats are nuts. I mean, I would love to see them be rational Americans and say, I care about Americans. I want to provide, you know, reasonable cost health care and good meals and non-toxic food and not force people to take vaccines. I don't see a common sense comment coming from any Democrat. And Trump,
no,
he's not 100% perfect, but man, he's so much better than the opposite. And then even I talked to my wife and she was saying, well, Bernie's trying to get in health care. I'm thinking, yeah, but when you heard Bernie's comments, his rating went down from like 27% rating down to 11 after he made the idea that the marathon bomber should get a right to vote. I'm thinking, guess what? And then he made the comments about abortion right up to the moment of delivery just between the doctor and the mama. Guess what? These people are nuts. They're not rational, not even the center of you know, most Americans are center left or center right. They're center not right. Way off on la-la land. They're not going to put up with this crap, are they?
No, and now you have this disgusting, vile excuse for a human being and presidential candidate, Kamala, I slept my way to the Senate, Harris. She's now declaring that Abrams and Gillum are the rightful governors of Georgia and Florida, respectively. This woman is unhinged as well. And, you know, out of all the people that are running, out of all the 20-plus people, there's no one that gets under my skin worse than this Kamala Harris. She's an evil, egotistical, asinine, just absolutely vile person. The minute she opens up her mouth with that smug, elitist, you know, arrogant attitude, I mean, she's so disgusting in every sense. And every time I see her, I just get this, like, horrible feeling of sickness when I hear her speak and when I see her face, especially knowing what she did to Daladine in California, who did the Center for Medical Progress videos. She is a pig. I can't stand that woman.
That was a turning point for me. When I saw the videos on Tucker Carlson, I saw what they had done on Fox News to Daladine and how they actually try to put him in prison. She tried to actually get a prison sentence for taking video of the selling baby body parts. You've got to be kidding.
Mm-hmm. No one's going to expose us at our game and get away with it, right?
Yeah. You're not going to take pictures of us, you know, dismembering babies. How dare you expose the criminal?
Exactly.
How dare you express the crime of what we're doing, which is destroy human biology? By the way,
how dare you have a shred of human decency and humanity?
Now it's 2019 right now. 2039, 20 years from now, people say, well, a lot of these politicians will be dead or irrelevant. But the fact is, though, that if people like Kamala Harris get in or Bernie Sanders Claus or Joe Biden, things will be so bad. And these women who think they want women's rights, no, they won't even have the right to reproduce. 20 years from now, they'll be saying, we've got to reduce the population, so in order you have to have a license and you have to qualify in order to be able to reproduce, and we're not going to allow you to reproduce normal sexually anymore. That's called wild. You have to submit your gametes to a laboratory to grow your fetus, and we'll do genetic engineering to remove genes we think are going to be bad for the state, that are going to make you willing to actually resist the state. And I know about DARPA research finding specific genes called the God gene complex that make you more likely to fight against tyranny. They're now finding the gene complexes they want to eliminate to make sure that we have citizens that are passive and will put up with the crap from the overlords and the super state that run the world. People say, oh, that can't happen. I say, you know what? If they can find some way of doing it, they'll do it, won't they?
Oh, yeah. They're sick. I mean, they're so interested in destroying life as we know it, as far as, you know, from conception till birth, and God forbid you're elderly, they don't want you around. They want to kill you as well, you know. You're too much of a burden on the system. You cost too much money. We don't want to take care of you. We'd rather just kill you. This is their attitude. And anyone that thinks that I'm being, you know, over the top here, I'm not. This is who they are and what they believe. If it was up to Democrats, you would literally only have 5-year-olds to, like, 55-year-olds, okay? Anything under 5 or over 55, you wouldn't have those people because they would murder them. They would kill them and say, you know what? These people are just undesirables. They can't work. They can't help society in any way. We've got to take care of them. They're a burden. All these different things. It's amazing. The party of dependency, once you get to a certain age and you're dependent, they don't want you anymore. Isn't that interesting how that works? And then an innocent child, an innocent baby, they look at it as cannon fodder. Like, oh, this is nothing. It's just a bunch of cells. I don't care if it's crying in front of me. We're just going to give it, you know, make it comfortable and kill it. I mean, it's so demonic and sick. All I can hope and pray is that President Trump is intelligent enough to wrap the 2020 election around these demonic people and their behavior. Because if he does, we're going to crush it in 2020.
Okay, now, I want to switch topics a little bit here. And I had a kind of like a lively discussion on Friday with Harley Schlanger. And when I check out my facts, which I check out very carefully before I will announce them, and we are the whistleblowers, myself and John W. Spring, on the Russian missiles in Venezuela and La Rochelle Island, hypersonic cruise missiles, the presence of 35,000 Chinese special forces and 46,000 Cubans, including the special you call security force around Maduro himself. There's even Iranian and Hezbollah troops in Venezuela supporting Maduro. Now, there's been 4 million people leave. Now, the West is not trying to create this situation. It's created simply by the socialists in Venezuela, who has tons of resources,
right.
5 trillion barrels of oil, uranium, strategic minerals, lots of other resources, tourism. There's no reason why. But what I think on the previous dictator, before Maduro took over, disarmed the public. So now, only those people, and what Maduro recently did is he actually released from prison prisoners who would support Maduro and armed them to actually shoot at and attack and kill. And if, by the way, you don't support Maduro, he not only cuts off your health care, you can't get drugs, you can't even get your water, he turns off your water and electricity. So
right.
I'm reading an article here by Ron Paul, it's actually over at InfoWars, and I totally disagree with Ron Paul on this. This is, like, stupid. Okay? But it has to be done very carefully rather than the way that the neocons want. What I see happening here, we have nuclear weapons aimed at our throat that can hit us today, any day. I mean, they can be, Russia can boom, push the button and tomorrow. On the other hand, they want to work out a trade deal with Russia and China, and North Korea is getting really, he's got his buss on, you know, with Kim Jong-un after he met with Xi, with Putin last week. It's like, they upgraded. I have my own intel sources that tell me from my secure sources that in the last 6 months since Trump was already there for his second visit, that Russia's upgraded their rocket systems and from Rosatom outside Moscow and their guidance systems. So this is a real danger. This is not something we want to get into with illegal war, because Ron Paul sometimes gets off on a tangent I don't agree with, and I don't agree with Alex on this either. There's ways of actually doing it without actually doing a military invasion. My prescription would be, number one, blockade any oil coming from Venezuela to Cuba. That buy Venezuelan oil.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, I would make a few phone calls to the PLA and to Putin and his oligarchs, that I can make a few phone calls with the SWIFT transfer money system, lock down the bank accounts of all these billionaires in Russia and China, because we have an opiate problem in America, but it's not long-acting opiates that are given to patients for pain, because a lot of them don't even get enough for pain control. Even if there are other alternatives, like what I use is the American Century Medicine special blockading technology and so on, even right up to the Selvetal mats and epigenetic treatments that I have that can actually turn off your pain. The fact is, it's mostly illegal Chinese carfentanil. And the Chinese are laughing their heads off as they're poisoning our population. The illegal drug trade is not prescription opioids. It is fentanyl, period. And it's heroin coming in conjunction with our SAD, Special Activity Division of the CIA, and Sinaloa cartel and other cartels, including the drug cartel in Afghanistan. So I totally disagree with Ron Paul trying to just paint it as this is the West trying to start an illegal war. In fact, if Trump tried to start an illegal war, the Democrats could justifiably start trying impeaching him. They're not going to protest that. They want to keep the Russiagate thing going so that we don't negotiate with the Russians, which are dangerous. The Russians are dangerous, crazy maniacs. They're very technically advanced. So my prescription would be embargo the oil, threaten the bank accounts, and do other things that will cause you to have a general election that's monitored by multiple countries so they can't say, we in the West are trying to change it. If any kind of decapitation technology that we're going to try to use on them, is going to kill a lot of people if we start this war off. And we run the risk of actually starting a nuclear war. So we can deal with Russia in much more gentle ways. How's that? Or strategic ways.
Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium-magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 Ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
You know, when Ron Paul has some points to make, which he does, that the Trump administration is ready to attack Venezuela, they're not. Trump is a balanced guy. He always pivots on things, doesn't he? He looks at it, pivots and pivots and pivots. And that's why they always want to put him into a political straitjacket to be able to criticize him. You can't. But now he's cleaned up, and now he's beyond what we call the Russiagate stuff, and he's got Barr on side. Now, I would say Barr is going to be unbarred. It's like really kicking off a superhero. Barr is going to really go after these boys and girls, including Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, his handler, you know, the psychotic handler of Barack Obama, right up to the people that kind of made Barack Obama, you know, like people don't realize he was actually recruited by the people that are involved with globalism. I mean, Barack Obama's plan for socialized medicine was not really a good plan at all. They call it the ACA because they don't want to call it what it really is, the Affordable Care Act. No, it's not. It's the Unaffordable Care Act. It had death panels. It had guillotines even in the ICD-9 code. It made your deductibles and copays so high, and it didn't expand. And what it did, it gave Medicare to people that probably otherwise should have been able to work, and they're stuck on Medicaid because they can't afford to go to regular insurance. So now they got to stay out of work because they're stuck in the ACA system. Is that stupid or what?
Oh, absolutely. And what would be even stupider would be this Medicare for All garbage, which would literally bankrupt this country almost within the first 90 days alone. You're talking $32.6 trillion to implement fully. It would be an absolute horrible, horrible program. Obama crap, you can call it, has been terrible as well. You can't keep your doctor. Your insurance premiums are skyrocketing, 300 to 600% increases. Less specialists, less doctors are now participating in the medical field. That's a fact. So every time government gets involved in anything, this is the result of it.
I got another term for you. I'm sure you'll like it because you like sarcastic terms. We're like twins separated at birth. I call this the anti-Midas touch. Instead of it turning to gold, it turns to horse manure. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, but again, that is also with big government. That's
right.
What government does. Governments destroy individuals. It destroys economies. It destroys lives. It kills people. I mean, government is the worst thing possible. Now, I'm not saying that the opposite is just complete anarchy without any control at all. We've got to have a rule of law. I get that. But we need to be governed by ourselves, not by a centralized location. We need to elect local people and a sheriff and a governor and things like that. And we need to make our own laws in our own states. And that's why I don't really believe in this whole philosophy of the United States of America. And maybe that's a controversial statement, because I don't think we're united all states. I believe there's 50 states, there's 50, flavors, there's 50 cultures, there's 50 personalities. And we're all going in different directions. Many of us are thinking one way, and we want to preserve the great nature of this country, and others are completely the opposite, trying to change it into something that we don't recognize. So that's why I don't really, get so kind of gung-ho and happy-go-lucky about this whole United States of America. I would much rather see us be 50 divided states with our own individual governments, with our own way of doing certain things. And if you don't like it, move to, another state. If you don't like the way Idaho governs, then don't live in Idaho. If you don't like the way Maryland governs, don't live in Maryland. I think
that's why a lot of people have moved from the union. I think a lot of states are actually, you're seeing already with a lot of Californians leaving for Colorado and Texas and elsewhere. It's a good example. The climate's great here. But, I mean, the political state of California, I call it Commifornia. is disgusting. And now, of course, instead of meeting with the poor people or the homeless people in California, Newsom is meeting with people in Central America. It's like, excuse me, we'd like to help these people by getting rid of the drug cartels and improving any money, which we spend $10 billion every year for Mexico and Central America. It should go to improve right. the lives of the people rather than to NGOs and other agencies that stuff it in their pockets. And the life of the people doesn't get any better, and the drug cartels are still going to, and we call it a narco state. So the hospitals yeah. and the ambulances and the schools are even run by the narco state, and if you piss them off, you die. You don't just have a bad day. I mean, they hang your body after they behead you by, you know, the overpass.
Yeah, they put your head on a stick, exactly, at the town square. You know, what's interesting is that in San Francisco, as we call it, they're finally starting to realize
San Francisco,
that you can't
that's
keep
good.
Crapping and urinating in the street. I think they just allotted $72 million or something to clean up the crap and excrement and urination. I think what we ought to do is we ought to have the heads of MoveOn.org, the Open Society, George Soros, and, of course, we can never forget Kyle Mentila and Right Wing Watch. They should all be forced to clean up the streets of San Francisco because they agree with and believe in those types of policies. How do you like that? What do you think of that one, Kyle?
Yeah. Well, what are the roots of the lost and the displaced? Okay, I see a number of roots. Number one, we don't have a mental health program that deals with sick people that come back after they've been burnt out or have post-traumatic stress from the military. Number two, we don't have mental hospitals that deal with what we call mobile mental hospitals that can take care of people that are mobile or make sure that they're not a danger. For example, if someone's mentally ill, they should not be able to have access to a gun. If you're, or they should be in an institution where they can be tracked. Put a tracking anklet on them. We have a situation now, for example, where homeless are, to a great extent, drug addicts. In fact, some of them are actually selling drugs and actually involved with drugs. We know darn well that these homeless situations in these cities are not only ruining tourism, but they're also ruining conferences where they often like to go to San Francisco. They're canceling now because we're letting people deteriorate. We also have a situation in California where the ratings are so high to have affordable housing is ridiculous. Now, I personally think what you need to do is you don't want to tell industry you have to have a certain minimum wage. That's the nutballs in the Democrats. My approach would be to have a different type of system where if you're earning X number of dollars and you are working, you're not just kind of sitting on your butt watching television, we could top up their wage or even send them some coupons forever to buy food, not drugs, in the grocery store so they get an account. So if you go to your local grocery stores, you show your card, you pay $10 and you get $25 worth of groceries, that kind of thing. I want to see a system that takes care of people that are in need, but doesn't actually feed the drug problem or feed the dependence problem. And I also want people to have hope again. I want to see people that may be partially disabled or elderly able to get jobs, whether even at home on a computer or doing jobs where we can actually create jobs, where we can actually get them paid to do something positive for the community. You know, it could be elder care. It could be it just taking care of the of pets. It could be all kinds of stuff. It could be, you know, weeding and taking care of the gardens around the buildings. It could be all kinds of stuff. It could be cybernetic stuff where smart older people can go online and do lots of things and even give people advice. I really think that we have to reinvent what an economy is. We have to reinvent what it is to have a care system, not a socialist system, but a system that's actually designed to actually empower people so they want to get a job. But I don't want to force industry to say, well, if you don't pay the minimum wage, we're not going to let you have your business in California, which, by the way, they're doing this in New York State, and it's going to kill a lot of the restaurants. You go to a restaurant now, and you got one person trying to do two or three jobs. It ruins the quality of the food, the quality of the service at the restaurant, and it affects their total business. It's stupid, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, everything that we're seeing and happening, especially in these liberal cities in America, it's just decline and decay. I mean, even with our great economy, 49-year low in unemployment, you know, the lowest on record for minority groups of, you know, people, you know, that are on, that are not unemployed, that are actually working, the highest participation rate that we've seen since the early 70s in the work participation rate. I mean, things are just looking fantastic on the economic front. But yet you have cities like Detroit and Chicago and San Francisco and Los Angeles.
All Democratic cities.
All Democratic cities, and they're all doing terrible. They're all doing terrible financially.
Well, that's because they
have higher unemployment. Why?
They keep people
because the common denominator is it's run by liberals.
And the liberals keep you dependent. For example, 75 years ago, I talked to black people about this. I have some really good black friends of mine. Just talked to one this morning in Georgia. And what the social programs of the Democrats did is they dissected the family and kept a black man out of the home. I personally don't care whether the black man is married or not. If he's a steady guy and he's there for 5 or 10 years and he can be the papa for kids even if they're not his own biological kids, those kids aren't going to become gang members. I want to see where social benefits aren't cut off because there's a man in the home. This is what the socialists did, okay? So you have a woman, she might have serially 5 or 6 kids from 5 or 6 different guys. Some of these guys are in prison getting honor payments from the mama, getting social security checks for each kid, and she's sending a portion to the husband because it's considered part of their culture now. Did you know that? So she's getting a check from 6 guys. She might have had 6 kids from different people. They're all in prison, and she's getting cutting a part of a check to send them off in prison so they can buy cigarettes or whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No question about it. Liberals are the only ones that rewards you for your bad behavior. You know, you go out and you have a child with 9 different men, and then you can claim that, you know, you're the victim, and then you can sponge off the government and get a government, you know, check. It's ridiculous. You've got people that work for a living. They're married. They have kids. They're raising a family. They make $7,000-$8,000 a month. They're doing well. They did the right things. They got an education. They got a great job. And then right next to them, their neighbor is a welfare slut with 9 children from 8 different men. And she's making $7,000-$8,000 a month, too. Housing is paid for free.
Here's a conservative approach toward supplying food and health care and everything. Let's say that you set it up so that every American gets catastrophic insurance, and you just make sure it's all set up so that you switch doctors to an hourly wage. You no longer have fee-for-service. So a cardiac surgeon is not paid more to cut you or crack your chest and take out your arteries than if he does talks to you. You want to also, the thing is, if people like Bernie Santa Claus and Democrats get in, they're not going to dissect away the corrupt trial lawyers association, the big pharma drug companies, and other people that are connected to people like Biden. No. What they're going to do is try to tax us to death to provide health care at enormous costs. And if they try to force doctors to take 40% less fee, which they've been doing in Medicare, so doctors are often delayed 10 to 12 months, doctors will just go bankrupt or close their offices. Do they not understand that the system itself will just go bye-bye if they get their paws on it? What they have to do is they have to change the actual way the system is delivered. And what its goals are, improve your health, which means move doctors toward integrative medicine, whether you're a surgeon or not, move toward an hourly wage for doctors and nurses and so on, allow alternative pathways, so if you're a medic and you learn how to do surgery in the battlefield on the MASH unit, why can't you master the database and do general surgery back when you get to Minnesota? Mm-hmm. I want to see a national license that's not controlled by the government. I don't want to see state licensing authorities anymore. I found out state licensing primarily compete against other groups that are, say, orthopedic or neurosurgery or whatever. They're competing against your group, so you try to file actions to silence them by pushing them out of practice by suing them to death. That's what's going on here. And they go after small independent doctors, like 2 or 4 docs, but they won't go after a group of 500 with a battalion of attorneys. They don't. Okay?
Right.
So the system is fixable, but neither the Republicans nor the Democrats, I think, are going to do everything they need to fix it. I think Trump is trying to, but he's got a lot of opposition even inside the Republicans because they're tied to Big Pharma, too. If he does a couple executive orders, I'd say, number one, even before the election, allow cross-border competition with insurance carriers. Number two, have a commission to control the price of drugs. He's working with Representative Scott, who's now the new governor of Florida. So you control the price of drugs. Number three, move toward a system of national non-government licensure. Step down the authority of Health and Human Services.
have an executive order. You can't force people to take vaccines. In places, some countries like Italy, if you don't take vaccines, and now in California, you can't go to school. How nuts
is
that?
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous is what it is. Many of the things that, you know, they want to vaccinate the kids for are things that have already been taken care of from years ago, and they don't pose a threat to society.
Right, or they want to push the measles vaccine. I even saw it on Fox. It's like, doctor, you're an idiot, okay? If you give the child antipathogenics like we have, they won't get the measles. Don't worry about it. And if your vaccines were so damn good, the people that got them would be protected, so who cares then, right?
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin-converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Josh, the situation in Israel is very dire right now. We have moved a carrier group there. The U.S. warns Iran apparently has mined the Strait of Hormuz, where two-thirds of the world's oil goes through every day. Tehran is planning an attack. You got Hezbollah with missile attacks over the weekend that took a lot of attacks against Israel. Israel, by the way, these are not just dumb rockets. These are smart rockets that can hit within 10 square meters.
Right.
We're dealing with something very dangerous here. And Israel, by the way, it was Barack Obama or a damn Democrat, Israel would have to defend itself with the Samson option, which means it would guarantee, in other words, I'm going to make a statement now, I want people to write this down and put it in gold on their wall. If we ever elect a Democratic government, it will guarantee that Israel will be left alone to defend itself, and it will guarantee World War III and the destruction of most of humanity. Because if Israel goes down, the world goes down. That's, I want you to put that on your wall. And remember that only Republicans are friends of Israel. And if we ever abandon Israel, we guarantee World War III and the destruction of the human population on Earth. What do you think of that statement?
I'll take it a step further, and I'll say that the Democrats, it would be in their best interest to change their platform for 2020 as the anti-Israel party. Because there's no question in my mind and anyone that's paying attention that their acts against Israel and allowing anti-Semites in Congress to go unabated with these horrible comments and things that they say about Israel and supporting, you know, the BDS movement. And now you have Ilhan Omar, the Jew hater, terrorist herself. Now she comes out on Twitter and says that she condemns Israel. Why? For accepting rockets, for accepting 650 to 700 rockets and fighting back and shooting back and destroying the terrorists. All of a sudden now we're the bad guys. We're not allowed to defend ourselves. You know, that woman's getting a lot of death threats, and so I believe is Rashida Tlaib. And I'm not saying that I condone or support that, but I am saying this. They've earned every single one of those death threats, every single one of them.
Right. Honestly, I think these people are clinically insane. How can you be an American and defend Islam and Sharia law and wear the Tlaib and all, you know, these Muslim garb? How can you do that when you're a woman that wants to have freedom? How can you? It's cognitively dissonant, isn't it?
It is. It's self-destructive. And it's just amazing that political correctness and all this other garbage has infected the mind of the modern-day liberal to the point where, you know, they support and coddle their enemies, people that would kill them and treat them as subjects, just like anybody else. They have no problem with, you know, for instance, gay men or women that support Islam and say that we have to be tolerant of their views. Really, are they going to be tolerant of the views of you when you're hanging by your neck because you're gay? These people are so stupid and so demented and so just dangerous to the survival of our nation. I hate to say it because the Republicans, well, they're better, but they're not a ton better. And at this point right now, you've got to pick the lesser of two evils. the better party, but even the Republican Party is corrupt and is pro-Islamic, and you know they have their own issues and you know political correctness.
I'll tell you what,
Trump because he tweets. It's just crazy.
I'll tell you what I see happening. This is something I can see going on. Is that the Saudis and the billionaires in Qatar and the Arab Emirates and so on are sitting on trillions and quadrillions of dollars. And they're now inserting that money into businesses in China and the West and into high tech. For example, there's one of the people who's involved with this torture about a year ago that was hung upside down. They hung up his daughter first and then tortured him. That later was involved with the banning of Alex Jones on Facebook and Twitter because he had major shares in these corporations. Was being manipulated by the SAD, the Special Activities Division of the CIA, because remember, we have corrupt elements in our government that are anti-Israel. These corrupt elements, basically, are there making bad deals for America. When 20% of uranium goes from America to Russia that doesn't have uranium, most uranium in the world is in a few small places. For example, there's some uranium, I think, there's a lot of Canada. Canada's got the most uranium in the world. In Saskatchewan and Alberta. Then you have some in Venezuela, and you have some uranium, by the way, in Afghanistan. Believe it or not, they have a lot of uranium, too. The problem is that Russia is playing multiple tracks, just like China. They want to be your best friend and your worst enemy at the same time. So people get confused. They want to make a financial deal, and like Kim wants the things that are harming his economy taken off. But he's not making any moves. He shot off a short-range rocket recently. And you know he's still doing advances in nuclear weapons and his Rosatom rocket systems, I have from classified sources, since Trump was there, has actually advanced further by Russia. Russia is totally pushing this. At the same time, Russia's laughing their head off that we're not intervening because we're so distracted by Russiagate that Trump can't hard negotiate with Putin, which basically gives him a slice of his cake at Mar-a-Lago. At the same time, he says, listen, if you don't pull your damn troops out of Venezuela, I'm going to close off your bank accounts from Putin. So while you're swallowing your cake, realize you're going to swallow all your $40 billion in a cut of every financial deal going on with the Soviet Union's new proxy, Russia, and their satellite countries. We're going to yank your money. You know, Trump could do this with a few phone calls and a couple little face-to-face meetings with people rather than having to send in military, but he has to deal with Venezuela. He has to deal with Russia and China. They're not playing ball. A few points are being made by Marco Rubio that they're stealing intellectual property. Trump's going to deal with that. Trump can pivot and pivot and pivot, and eventually he'll get his deal from these guys. But then they don't want to give him any credit when he does get the deal. Right?
Right. Well, look, I think it's more than that. I think you have a situation where Maduro has dug in. No doubt about it, not only Maduro's military, but you've got Cuban military propping up Maduro. You've got the Bolivia folks in Venezuela. And then you couple that with the Russians saying that they're going to back up the Maduro regime. And who knows, maybe even China. Now you have a situation where you have Juan Guaido, who is hoping to get as many defectors from the military that was supporting Maduro to come over and fight
that's
going to be a tough and tall order.
This shows a low IQ person not solving the problem. The high IQ way to approach this is real simple. Number one, you have a mano-a-mano talk on phone or face-to-face with Putin. And he had an hour call last week. He says to Putin, here's a conversation I'm going to simulate with Trump. Hey, Vlad, here's what I want you to do. We got intel that you have high intermediate range cruise missiles and you have your guys in their little special smocks down there taking care of your INF treaty violating rocket systems. Yeah, we know what you're up to, okay? But I want to make a deal. I want your country 10 or 20 years from now to have a big industry for people to be able to buy enough borscht and sausage. I want their young females not to have to go online and try to sell their bodies to foreigners. I want you to have a prosperous country where they're making new Russian babies. But the only way that's going to happen is you stop supporting Kim by giving him new rocket systems. You pull your rocket systems out of La Orchilla Island and out of Nicaragua and out of Kaliningrad. You make a deal with us where we actually can collaborate on industry so you can actually have your and our industries working together, although we want to protect our intellectual property and we'll protect yours. And you want to not do joint military operations with the Chinese.
who are starting to become a big military challenge to us by creating more problems. And if you do that, we got a deal. Now, if you don't do that, here's the consequences. I'm going to embargo and blockade oil coming from Venezuela to Cuba, because Cuba is your proxy. I'm going to seize your bank accounts and all of the oligarchs. And I'm going to blockade your navy from even getting out of your ports. All right? Now, if you want to start a nuclear war, you have nuclear weapons, but we have weapons a lot nastier, and we don't want to go there. So let's not even talk about that. What we want to do is work out a deal so we can both sit down and dinner, and we can share Russian food, and you can have my food from Florida, and we can have a nice time, and I'll even give you some chocolate cake. Now, the same thing goes with Xi. Xi, here's your comment, Xi. You want to be the new Mao Zedong? Stop persecuting your 13 million people who are now non-citizens by using our tech companies and rating them if they don't support the PLA. Stop forcing a two-child policy because you've destroyed your demographics and now you're rating that you have 1.8 breed-ready females. You're nuts. You've got to admit you're nuts, and you have nut policies for decades that have destroyed your country. And your demographics mean you have one grandson that's going to have to take care of four parents, and he's getting older and can't work in business anymore in 10 or 15 years. Your economy is going to collapse, okay? And you can't replace those people with robots or cyborgs, all right? Here's the facts. You want Belt and Road? We want Belt and Road. We want all the countries to be involved. We will not want debt so much that you actually use that debt to expand your military bases, so you take over people's ports in forest countries so you expand your military. Not good. We're the superpower. You're not. You try to become a superpower, we're going to economically crush you so you don't expand and your country shrivels. We'll cut off your roots. So if you want to have, you want to make our Christmas decorations, you want to be able to collaborate on technology to advance to AI and other things, fine. But you're not going to steal our intellectual property, you're not going to spy on us, and we're going to track you and do everything now. We're amping it up. We're no longer going to tolerate this foolishness. And we can work out a deal so you can have a prosperous economy. You can watch American movies like Avengers, Endgame, etc., which made $105 million in China, by the way, over this last week. But you got to play ball. And we're your customers, so if you don't have customers, you don't have an economy. So that's how we deal with Xi. You don't have to go and start like, you know, Pompeo and these other morons. I'm going to do carpet bombing of Venezuela. I'm doing this, that. That's not going to accomplish anything but tisk off the Russians to think that maybe they're going to have their cities nuked, so they're going to nuke us. Right?
Well, yeah. I think that nobody's trying to play in the arena of nuclear proliferation right now. I think more than anything else, we have China by the proverbial balls, if you will. Because they have $23 trillion in debt on their economy. Their economy is collapsing. Their middle class is not doing nearly as well. The trade imbalance is getting better with us. Being able to manipulate our currency anymore. So I think you're correct in a lot of what you say.
Yeah, and this week,
Russia,
by the way,
they're nowhere near as strong as us.
Those trade tariffs are going up like a rocket this week. You know that? It's going up like 10 to 25%. Let me tell you, Chinese, we have your left and your right testicle in a vice grip, and we're squeezing now. We're telling our officers, say, put it three more twists on their testicles economically, and when they hear them squealing in Chinese and in whatever dialectic, then we'll squeeze some more. Because believe me, it's not going to be funny here what will happen to China. China really thinks it's playing, it talks about in their culture about the dragon. You actually look from space, you know what America and North America looks like? The dragon. We are the dragon.
We are the dragon. We'll eat any country out there that doesn't
cooperate
with
us. We're the dragon. And they don't understand that. And they also don't realize that the most adventurous people from every culture, skin color, nationality, whatever, came to North America. Genetically, we are distinct as a group of people from whatever nationality, Irish, Russian, black, Hispanic. It doesn't matter. These people are different. Most people don't travel more than 20 miles from their home place. The people who came to North America over the last few centuries came from all over the world. They're adventurous. They got a backbone. They're willing to fight. That's what makes us genetically heterodistinct from any other group of people on Earth, and that should scare them if they don't realize what's coming next.
There you go.
So I'm hoping we'll defend Israel.
from Iran. I'm hoping that it was at